Hey, happy Monday, and welcome back to the Daily BM. I'm Mike. On this episode, Brad and I discuss your favorite topic, the election, and the wins, the cries, and loss. I go on a slight tangent. I hope you guys still stick around afterwards because we don't know what our demographic is like. If you get offended, remember we're a comedy show. We're not the guys that are know-it-alls and full of knowledge. So with that said, enjoy the episode, and we will catch you on the next one. Remember, like and subscribe, and five-star reviews are always welcome.
Hey, good morning, fuckers. Welcome to another day at the Daily BM. It's a new day, new week, and we are ready to kick your teeth in. And Mikey, what's up?
Let's fucking do this shit today.
Man, I am in an unbelievably fucking good mood. Shocking. Which is a first for me, because I'm usually bitching and moaning and crying and complaining, but, you know, hey.
You must have taken your testosterone this morning.
I have not. I have to take it, actually, today. I have not taken it yet. Maybe that's why I'm in a good mood. I'm not raging.
I missed my dose on Wednesday. I had to take it yesterday. I was like, oh, my God. Yeah.
You know, I think once you got it in your bloodstream, and I could be wrong here, so I have no medical records to back this up, but I'm thinking that once you have it in your bloodstream and you only miss like a day, you know what I'm saying? Like you miss, but you still get it like a day or two later, then you don't see a huge spike, you know? I'd be willing to bet.
Maybe.
I am not a medical professional, so do not take this as medical professional advice and seek your doctor before making any changes to your medical program. Thank you.
But that all being said.
That's good, actually.
Yeah, you're
welcome. Getting really good at the voiceover stuff.
Oh, Jesus, man.
I've noticed.
You know, I cut one today. No, seriously, I cut one earlier, and I was like sitting there going, okay, that sounds like shit. Let me redo it. Okay, that one sounds good. All right, I got this one. So, but you know, every now and then I like to mix it up and get female voices in there, you know, and stuff like that. I wish I could do that.
I'm probably surprised you don't do like a pitch change and be like,
you know, I wish I could make myself like do it though.
Hi, you really want a good time? Just come on over and I'll give you a good time.
But see, I can't
do
that.
You don't just use a auto tune. That's like we can synthesize that.
Or
make that happen.
Or I can have you come over and kick me in the nuts, and then I can. Oh my God! It's so great to have you on the show today.
sold, baby. I'm sold. Let's get after that.
Let's talk a little bit about what pisses everybody off as of the last few days. So as we know, I'm going to go there because I have had the most fucking fun in the last 48 hours, and I'll explain why in a minute. Okay. So as we know, the election fucking happened, right? Was it Wednesday night or Tuesday night? Fuck, I don't even know, man. But days are blended together. So last Tuesday night, I was up till the wee hours.
This past Tuesday.
Yeah, I stayed up till 1 in the morning. Right, yeah, this past Tuesday. Thank you. I was up till 1 in the morning, and I fell asleep. And then I woke up around 3:15, somewhere in that area, to take a piss. And I realized, because I came walking back into the room, and the TV was on, and I saw, you know, Pennsylvania fucking went red. And then all of a sudden I saw Donald Trump has freaking solidified and is now the 47th president of the United States. I went, get the fuck out of here. Are you fucking serious? He won? Holy shit. So, but the best part of the whole entire election, after the aftermath of it, is to watch, whether it's the Republicans who lose or the Democrats lose, it's always funny to watch the reactions of social media. I don't know if you've been on it and seen it, but I did.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I don't remember the reactions of 2020 other than everybody calling it bullshit.
All right, you ready? I'm going to jog your memory. You ready for it? Here it comes. Everybody turn your volume all the way up. Here it comes. Why? No! No!
That wasn't 2020.
Yes, it was.
Really?
Yeah, by the fucking Republicans.
I don't remember that.
Exactly. Because it didn't fucking happen. That's what I'm trying to...
I remember people going, hold up a second. Hold on. How did we go from this to this? And we had technical difficulties, and all of a sudden, like, magical ballots just showed up. Like, oh, we got to count the mail-in ballots. You know what I mean?
I think of this. It's a Fugazi. It doesn't exist, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I remember that. I remember that, the conspiracy theories. I remember that. And people going, he's not my president. I'm he's like, not my president.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Biden was our president and they had their chance. I'm just saying. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've seen Republicans in the past fall and fail in the White House, you know, just like how this last 3.5 years has been a fucking debacle, in my opinion. Okay.
No, that's fact.
Okay. Well, you know, again, everybody's entitled to their opinion. I get it. You're like, it's a fact. Yep. I'm not disagreeing with you. So all I'm saying is that it's obviously some people would think differently, but also they're the ones that I've been really enjoying watching. I don't know if are you on TikTok now? Are you not?
Yes, I am.
He's getting all grown up. I love it.
I decided to join it just in time for it to get taken away from me, so I can cry about it.
You're gonna have 2 months.
Them have all of my sensitive information, and then they left me.
Hey, you're like the guy that signs up for a fitness membership and takes the discount for 60 days membership for like $20. You know what I mean? That's what you just did. Yeah. You're literally like, I'll take TikTok for $20 for 2 months, and then it'll be canceled, and then I'll be out of there.
Sign up as a premium member.
Yeah, exactly. $20 premium member for 2 months. Stop. But I have been like, I can't stop watching it because it's so fucking funny watching the liberals freak the fuck out. And if you're a liberal listening to the show, you got to admit some of the videos you guys have been putting out there is fucking hilarious. I mean,
well, I think it's just a small minority. Okay,
so it's not all liberals are stupid. I get that.
There's people out there that probably, you know, voted because they voted across, you know, party lines because their core morals fall more Democratic, and they might not have been paying attention a lot to the party for the last 3.5 years and the pandering. But but the ones that do get online are the ones that are funny.
Yeah, dude. Well, it just makes me laugh, dude. I'm sitting there.
It doesn't make me laugh. It actually makes me sad.
Okay, explain. Elaborate.
Because
I'm sick and fucked sad. Up, it makes me laugh.
It makes me sad because they don't – I feel like they're getting fed a bunch of bad information.
Of course we are. That's what social media does.
And they're not really fact-checking it.
Mm-mm.
Neither side.
I agree with you on
stuff.
That one. Neither side does.
Or people, let me rephrase that. People in general aren't fact checking. They're taking what they want to hear and it's validating something that they feel.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're running with it. And it makes me sad because I don't really see, like, for instance, let's talk about, like, you know, the gay community.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
I don't see how. No, I'm talking about the gay community. I don't see how their lives have improved over the last 3.5 years.
Okay.
Because the people that are speaking for that community, I don't think represent that community very well. The ones that are at the forefront, you know, like, I don't feel personally that it represents them well at all. Like, I had a lot more respect for the gay community prior to the Kamala Harris and the Joe Biden, you know, presentation of the LGBTQ initiative. And I was a lot more supportive then than I am now. So I believe it's been a lot more divisive these last 3.5 years.
Oh yeah, dude. I'm right there with you on that one.
You know, it's to me, it's a very simple line. Like, if you are a legal adult, then you should be able to live your life freely to pursue happiness. It's a constitutional amendment. It's in the Constitution, not an amendment, but it's in the Constitution, the original Constitution, you know, the pursuit of happiness.
Great.
So if you're above the age of 18, I think you should be able to live life however you choose fit to live life that makes you the happiest. If you're under the age of 18, it should fall on the parents' discretion how they would like to raise their child. And I don't think the government should get involved. As long as the child's not being hurt. Now, some people might be like, well, this is your true identity. But here's the thing. Like, we don't know our true selves all the way up until we're at least 25, if not later. Do you know? Mm-hmm. So if you hit,
I'm agreeing with you here.
If you hit eight, you know, if you come to me as like a 6 year old and you say, "Hey, I feel more like a boy than a girl," I'm going to be like, "Listen, that's cool. Like, I understand the feelings. I understand that you feel that you relate more to the masculine side of things, but that's not going to tell me to take you to the doctor and put you on medication,
hormone medication,
going to make you sterile, where you won't be able to have kids. You know, get a double mastectomy to remove
your breasts,
because you told me at the age of 6, 7, or 8, you know, that you wanted to be a boy. Because now what happens at 11 when you want to be a girl now? Now you can't make that decision. You can't go back.
You made a drastic decision at a very young age, which you shouldn't be doing. We all don't know what we want. Even until we're like, even when we're adults, do we really know what the fuck we want?
No.
No.
So I feel like that decision needs to be done with a lot of therapy. And I'm using the word therapy because I want that person to make sure that that's the root cause of the problem, that they're not just reading something on Reddit and they're going, "Oh, that fits my description. I have that. I want to do that," because it might be something different. It could be something completely different that you're just not touching base with, that you're not recognizing. And then later on you have regrets. And I'm not saying everyone that does, I'm not saying that everyone transition does. There are people that probably transition that live happily ever after. But I'm just saying, like, you need to be an adult and you need to be able to make that decision for yourself. And you need to be able to have the conversations that require a mindset that I don't think like young kids can have.
Well, it's like I told my sons. Oh, sorry. I thought you were done. Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just saying, like I told my sons, when you're 18, you can make decisions on what you want to do. I remember even as simple as Caleb coming to me and asking me, "Hey, for a tattoo," mm-hmm. at 16, I went, "Absolutely not." Yeah. He's like, "Well, you have them." And I go, "I waited till I was in my late 30s, dude, to get this." Okay.
Right.
I was like, "I waited till my 30s to get mine." Not that I have a problem with tattoos, because I want to get another one.
Right.
But you might get something that you regret later that you thought, okay, I didn't put any thought process. When you're 18, you can do whatever the hell you want. That's the way I feel like. You are officially an adult. Do what you want. And just remember, there's a repercussion for everything you do.
Yeah.
That's always what I've taught them. And I don't know. I feel like when you said earlier, I don't like when the government intervenes on a child 17 and lower.
Right.
And tells a parent what they have to do. Yeah. That's not what it's there for. It's not there for me to tell my parents how to raise their kid.
Right.
It's up to parents to raise a good kid and to, you know, guide them in their journey in life until they're 18. And after that point, you know, wash your hands clean. You still guide them if they want it. They ask your advice. You know, which mine still do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my oldest doesn't. He's 30 years old, for God's sake. You know, he's married, so he doesn't ask my advice.
He still might come for your advice someday. But the thing is like, you know, it's like, let's have a discussion about that instead of cramming it out people's throats. You know, I hear people saying that, you know, "Oh, they're going to do mandatory prayer." Prayer's never been mandatory in school. Like, it's always been optional.
Correct. Nobody stands up in the front of the room and guides prayer service. For whether it's Arab or Muslim, you know, Christian, Catholic, whatever. Nobody does that in the classroom. I've never seen it in my lifetime.
Forced, not forced. No.
Yes, forced to get up there and do a prayer.
Where they're like, you know, and it needs to be a dialogue. You know, like, if someone doesn't want to partake, that's fine.
Do you remember in school? Hey, prime example. Do you remember when we were in school in the cafeteria and you always had like a Christian group? You know what I mean? Or whatever it was. They had like, I forget 100%. What they called them back then, but they were like a little group. And they'd all sit over there in their corner and they would have prayer at lunch and, you know, and we'd all just be doing our own thing. I didn't give a shit what they were doing. I'm like, all right, cool, man. You know, if anything.
We threw our leftovers. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Hey, man, you guys want this shit?
I joke. I kid. But no. So that's what I'm saying. It's not like, it's just making it where it's a free place to make your own decisions. And if you want to partake, partake. And if you don't. Okay. That's the bottom line. Like, it's like, you know, let's have the conversations. Like, the problem is, I think that my biggest issue is you're taking away people's freedoms of speech. Like, everybody complains about freedom of speech, but then they're wanting to censor it and take it away because you can't voice an alternate opinion without being a problem. Like, you know, if you're white and you say anything about the black community or the LGBTQY community, you're a bigot, you're a racist, you're this, that, what have you. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, it's not fair. And I'm hoping that that changes. I really do. I'm hoping that, you know, we can all have conversations and everybody not get offended right away and try to find common ground and work your way through it. Because I do believe there is a common ground that we can all work towards, because it's about popular opinion. You know, like, my opinion doesn't matter on its own, but it does matter as a collective. So if a lot of people feel the same way I do, then that becomes how we govern society. And then 100%. Everybody just needs to be like, hey, we're okay with it. But, you know, so watching these people lose their minds on the internet is hysterical, because a lot of the stuff's not based in truth, you know? And, you know, like, for instance, like, during the Civil War, Democrats did not want to end slavery. They were pro-slavery.
100%.
But if you ask most people that, they don't understand. They don't know that. They don't remember that. You know, and the thing is my problem with like affirmative action and things of that nature is it stigmatizes a group of individuals.
Yep.
You know, it creates a society of victims. Because you're segregating people into a certain group and you're saying, hey, listen, you're special, you're unique, you can't make it on your own. The only way you can play in my field is if I give you an advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't think that's what they're being told, that's what you're being told, because you don't have the scores and the ability to make it on your own.
Right on, man. I got nothing. Right on.
And then you could say, you know, yeah, we can't. Well, it's because we're like forced to live in, you know, communities, and we're forced to live in, you know, areas where there's poverty and there's things of that nature. And you know why that's their problem? It's because we have a federal government that's so large, they can't handle it on the local scale. We have a Department of Education that has, what, $86 billion that's used for nothing that I can think of. I mean, push that out to the school systems and let each individual schools take care of their own problems. Like, you know what I mean? Like, make it on a local level. Allocate the funds properly, which I think we're at a day and an age we could do that, because there's a lot more accountability. See, the problem with the past in the 1950s and 1960s and 1970s and the 80s and early 90s is we had no way to have accountability. But now with the internet, everyone has accountability right in their phone. They can literally have a video go viral, say, hey, listen, this isn't up to standards, and people need to get called out on it.
You know, you're absolutely correct. You know, and you know, I'm not going to say who this individual is, but it's somebody very close and dear to me who happens to be a homosexual male. Okay. Yes. Very dear to me. I love him more than anything in this world. The problem that I have is his reaction to these results. We are friends on Facebook for now, until he decides to get rid of me for whatever reason. All right. The problem I have is how you respond to things. Yeah. He's changed his profile picture, for instance, of not of him. It's just basically giving the middle finger. Changed his navigational thing to say militant homosexual. His navigation bar. You know, and I love him unconditionally, regardless of the election. If it would have went the other way, they would be completely happy. I would be disappointed, but I wouldn't be doing all this stuff, you know? Making claims, even false claims, you know, on timelines and things of that nature. That's what I have a problem with. It's like, I feel like at times, now again, this is my opinion, I don't have anything to back this, but I can only base on what I see and what I hear other people.
Right.
And like you said, I think it's a small percentage, but it's almost like a sore loser mentality. Like, I'm a sore loser, you know, because we have those on either side, either party, that are sore losers, you know, people that freak the fuck out. But it drives me crazy, because then it's like, you can't have a conversation with them or they cut you off forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because you're almost afraid to say anything, because one thing you say wrong, it's done.
Yeah.
Whether it's a family member, whether it's a friend or whatever. I have gay friends. You know, I have a lot of gay people that I'm around, you know, including you. Mm-hmm. No, I'm just kidding. But seriously, I mean, all homo there. But no, it's like I have a problem with that mentality with them, but I can't have conversations with them and have a complete, just a straight up conversation, because I love to hear everybody's viewpoints. You know what I mean?
Right.
I love to sit and be the fly on the wall and just listen, you know? Yeah. Believe it or not, I do listen, you know, even though I talk a lot, but I think that's what's really sad to me right now. So I think it's funny. Don't get me wrong. The videos of, you know, I seen them crying, but I agree with you. What you said earlier in the show was like, it does make me sad because I know they are good people, but I know they also have some issues that they need to iron out, you know, because to have that mentality and go on the attack over an election, and you can't sit there and tell me, I'll just use Trump as an example. He's going to take away my rights. He's going to make it where I can't get married. He's going to do this. He's going to do that. What did he do the first 4 years he was in office? You still have all the same rights you had, guys. You know what I mean? Yep. If anything, you got more to do whatever you want. I mean, I don't care what you do in the privacy of your own home. I don't care what you do. You know, you can kiss your mate in public. I don't care. I mean, I don't want to see two dudes making out, but you know, hey, it's the world we live in today. So I'm okay with it. Whatever the fuck you want to do. As long as there's not kids present going, what the fuck? You know what I mean? But again, I don't want to play double standard because heterosexual people kissing, you know, and make out in front of kids. I still don't think it's right when they're getting all hot and bothered on each other. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, go get a room. Mm-hmm. How many times have we all said that when we're sitting in line in a queue or whatever, you know? Right. So I don't know. I have a real problem with that. I have a problem with that, with you going on social media and just blowing it up consistently like that. Just mm-hmm. let it be, man. Let it be. If you want to get involved in the fight, go join a movement, become a representative, become a senator, do whatever. Put that energy to good use. You know what I mean? Maybe get involved in your local town, you know, representatives and things like that, and try to get on the city level first. Whatever you need to do if you want to move up that political ladder to make a change.
Yeah.
I think that's a lot of things, too. People don't like to run in politics, but they want to be in the back of the room bitching about everything. It's like, okay, well, then make a change. Get out there and make change. Get some petitions. Do the work. If you're really going to bitch about it, like on the scale of what I'm talking about, then fucking get involved and be part of that movement. Don't just be a copy-paste person is what I'm saying. But
yeah,
if you don't have anything else to add, that's all I have to say about this topic for today. But you go ahead if you got some more to add in.
Well, like I was on the ACLU's website on news and commentary about LGBTQ rights and standards and what they're worried about rolling back. Mm-hmm. But if you read it, most of it has to deal with transgenderism.
Right.
Not homosexuals at all.
Right.
And it's not a slippery slope. Like, I don't think it's like we have to go that far. It's just when you get into like body modification and body, you know, mutilation, I think that's where there's got to be a better definition of that. You know, like, it's funny. You can wear like your pride outfit into work and you won't lose your job. You know, if you show up in anything else, like a MAGMA hat, something like that, there's a chance you might lose your job before the election. You know, like, I don't think that's going to happen now after the election. But it's wild how we, you know, say that's okay. Like, how it can be such a double standard.
100%.
You know, like, it should be, you know, I think Larry Flint said it best of all, like, the law should be designed to protect, you know, all of us, the worst of us.
Yeah. Right on, man. I mean, you're not going to get head nods yes the whole entire time here, because I'm with you on this.
Everyone's protected on that.
Well,
and I think the problem is that they try to panhandle to that group of individuals to win that vote, to win the student electorate, you know, the student vote, the young voters.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you talk about it, it becomes like, well, I don't want to hurt people, you know, like the immigrants thing. Like, I hear that so often and it pisses me off, because it's like, you know, they're like, Trump hates immigrants. His wife's an immigrant, for God's sake.
Kills
it's me. not It's not immigrants that he doesn't like. It's illegal immigrants.
People it's illegal cross immigrants.
The border that, and then do crime.
Going through the
there,
process.
You know? And it's like, why are we not like, why are people like saying, oh, it's okay to have all these people cross the border? I mean, that should be a slap in the face for people that went through the process, you know, legally to become a U.S. citizen. Because you have to take a civics test. You have to do all this work to become a citizen. And now there's people that just get it when they just make it across the border. And how is that helping the country they're coming from? They should try to make their country better instead of invading our country. Because that's an invasion.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, you know, like it's crazy.
Well,
it is crazy.
Well, let's get out of here. We can come back and visit this. Yeah. Maybe we can bring some guests on the show and have a little bit more in-depth conversation. Maybe people who are you know, heterosexual, homosexual, and we just have a conversation and talk about these issues and things like that. Because I really would love to open this up. Hopefully everybody stays calm and unites and I just want to just like part with a final statement, you know?
Yeah.
Following any election, it's important to remember that the strength of the United States, I want to say it lies in unity and diversity.
Yeah.
So regardless of the outcome, we should all share a common commitment to making the country a better place.
Yeah.
And I guess what I mean by that is by focusing on what unites us with values like respect, compassion for one another, and even shared purpose. So,
you know,
and I think that we you know, we can bridge those divides and support each other in working toward a brighter future. I really truly believe that. So I think I'm just going to leave on that note for me. Do you got anything to add?
I think the very last note that I think is kind of funny is America is one of the very, very few countries that people say, you know, I hate my country, but they don't leave.
Right. And you know why they don't leave?
You have the ability to leave this country if you do not like it.
Correct.
Now,
you do.
Whether or not another country of equal caliber will take you as a citizen, that's a whole nother question. But
right.
You could do the same thing. You could literally just hop your visa and go live somewhere else and be an illegal immigrant if you hate it here so much.
Agree.
So take action and leave if you hate it that much. Like, get out.
The reason why
go find your perfect place. Anyways,
the reason why they don't leave, Mike, is real simple. Because still to this day, America is one of your best options.
Yeah.
If not your only option. And so instead of leaving, how about adding to it and making it great again? That's all I'm going to say. So with that being said, guys, don't forget, head over to thedailybm.com where you can follow us on all of our socials. We're also on TikTok as well. So don't forget that. If you have forgotten, we're over there too as well. Mikey now has a TikTok account. So now he can be on there a little more often. So also don't forget to get 20% off by using the promo code dailybm over at masonbeardco.com. Great beard products over there as well. Mikey, got anything before we get out of here?
Remember, if you see a liberal crying today, give them a hug and tell them everything's going to be okay.
And with that, we'll see you guys on the flip side.
Deuces.